Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Single Moms Conversations with Kina. Hey ladies, day one listeners, what to go on, how you feeling? And to all of the new ladies that are here, thank you so much for being here. If you hit the subscribe button, you'll be notified as to whenever Auntie is dropping another one. And yes, this podcast is for us and by us. I am a proud single mother, and so are you. We are so proud of our children. Ladies, I didn't think I was going to be able to be here tonight. I'm going to tell you, I was really, really scared. I did one podcast and then I just hurried through it. But now I think the internet is stable here. It kept freezing. It was a little scary. So I think we good. Or the internet gods like me. Like, they fought through everything for me. They're like, she gotta come up in, you know, with the message or something. But my editing, I'm not editing this. So ladies, it is what it is tonight. Okay. All right. But I do want to speak to you about being a mom, finances. Can we talk about money and how and why I couponed for years? You see, as many different sides of people. People have so many different sides and so many different layers, you know. That's what people like. You didn't know they was going to be like that? No, I did not know, because there's many different layers to a person. You don't know people. You think you know them, but you don't know people. You know, a lot of people don't know that I couponed the way I did. And to the people that I couponed with, they know. You know? And I don't know if I ever told you that I used to be a master couponer. I was. What happened was, I got into business and then it kind of stopped it. I didn't have the time to do it anymore because it does take time. But it's something really fun about it. And getting things for free and at a discount price, it's a rush. You get a rush that's unbelievable. Let me tell you. I would be at the register sometime, nervous, like, this ain't gonna work. And then she's giving me back money, or it's coming out to 81 cents. I got all of this stuff. I would feel like it was a stick up. It was crazy. It was really, really crazy. But yes, it's just another side of Auntie. I was an adamant couponer, man. I couponed everything, and let me tell you how I got to this place, right? So being a single mom, of course, you got to do everything. You're doing everything. It's you, right? You are special. You're the only one mama, and you're doing everything. You try to solicit as much help as you can, but you're still doing everything. During this time, we weren't living like at the first house that we moved in the Poconos. We're living at the house where I started the daycare, which was in town. It was in town. And when you live in town, you have the convenience of the stores and everything like that, being walking distance. But a lot of people live in town because they can't handle being on the mountain, the idea that you have to have a car, all of this stuff. Like, they couldn't deal with it. They thought they could. A lot of them came from the city, moved up there, and they ended up moving in town. So I'm in this house. Y'all know I ain't like it. I did not like that house because I had already gotten a taste of the good life. Once you get a taste of the good life, you pretty much be like, all right, this is where I'm supposed to be. So there was no longer a place where I could just take a long, nice walk. I couldn't go to the lake. I could have went to a public lake, which I did find eventually. But we had private lakes, we had private beaches, which was really like a fake lake, you know. But we had boats that we could get on and go out in the water. It was no big deal. We had a clubhouse. They would do all type of programs there. Like, we lived in our own world. Once you got into the community, you was in your own world, right? You was in your own world, and I used everything that I could use. We, Santa Claus would come, the carnival would come, and we had a big, big carnival, and I used everything I could possibly use. Move down from the mountain, and lo and behold, it's a different world. You know what I'm saying? Than where you come from. Now, granted, if I came straight from the projects in Brooklyn and moved there, I would have been chilling, for real. Okay, because it had like a porch, it had a decent sized backyard, we had 3 floors. But I spent them years on that mountain, and then I came down to town, and I was like, everybody close together. I'm looking at people that look sketchy, you know. So basically, I'm there, and I'm not talking to nobody. For real, I say hi, wave my hand, and keep it going in and out. Somebody one day was like, oh, you never come outside and talk. And I was like, talk about what? You know, I was dead serious like that. I had a few run-ins. I had a neighbor tell me once I can't park my car in her parking spot. So I made sure I parked my car right there, and I stood there, and I was like, you make me move it. If you make me move it, you're going to be doing real good. Make me move it. Can you make me? And she pretty much figured out, okay, let me leave her alone. So I had a few run-ins. I let people know, I'm not here to play with you. I don't know you. I'm not trying to know you. I'm just minding my business, you know, trying to raise my kids. Later, they ended up being pretty cool people once they saw, you know, she ain't here for the play, you know. I wasn't, honestly. I'm in this place. I know every time I step outside, you see me and I see you. I got a problem with that, right? I don't want to see you, right? So don't judge auntie. So long story short, of course the kids are growing up there. They're going to meet people. They're going to meet friends and stuff like that. Now, I can't say anything about the children that was there, but I can say that I didn't check for what their parents was about. You know what I'm saying? These parents is wearing pajamas all day. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah, they wearing pajamas all day. I'm like, look at this. I see her. She ain't comb her hair. She's outside. You know, so it was that type of environment. I'm walking around with a dress and a flower in my hair. They're like, oh, you always wear nice dresses. I was like, all the time. Do you know? And I'm going in the house, right? And I wasn't rude to the people, but I didn't like the idea that these people watched me the way they did. I just didn't like it. Maybe they never seen anybody like me before. I don't know. But I shouldn't be the subject at hand. I'm minding my business, right? So kids are gonna be kids, right? The big one, I think she was in high school, and the second one was in junior high school at the time. Yes, she was. And I didn't check for the friends either. Probably because I knew these children were exposed to some things. They were exposed to a different lifestyle. They were exposed to things that my daughter ain't know nothing about. And under normal circumstances, these kids could be handled, right? So if I was young and I was hanging with these kids, we would have no problem. You know what I'm saying? So they wasn't terrible children. I don't want you to think like, oh my God, these kids is terrible. But these kids were exposed to different lifestyles than my daughter. Yeah. So you gotta watch your kids' friends. And I had to watch her with her friends. You see, my second daughter was a follower. When you have a child that's a follower, okay, you gotta keep all eyes on that child, because it could be the slightest thing that goes on with that kid that can change the course of its life. Now, mind you, ladies, I'm living in the Poconos. This judge had went to jail because he was sending kids to jail for no reason, to fill up the jails for his friends. They was locking kids up left and right up there. Okay, kids could be trying to play haunted house in a vacant house or something like that. They gonna get them on trespassing. Everybody going to court. Fines are gonna be paid, and they might lock your kid up. They would lock children up for no reason. And I knew what the place was about because I worked in group homes up there, so I knew. So I knew I had to watch this child. This child was a follower. When you have a child that will follow other children and do what they do or listen to other children when they tell them what to do, you have a problem, right? You got to watch. Your intuition got to be just amazing. For real. Your intuition has to be, how should I put it, on point, because, yo, the wrong move, man, can change your child's life. So, I've talked to a few of the parents, you know, just to see where they at, you know, just to talk to them a little bit, see where they at or what have you. Now I got the older children to their children asking me for eggs. I ain't got no eggs. Get out of here. Where's your mother? I know she gets something in the house. Why you need my eggs? No. Only because don't start none, won't be none. And anybody could judge me. You didn't get that kid no eggs. No, tell the mother to go find eggs. There's food pantries out there. It's a whole bunch of stuff out there. She gotta tend to her business. I gotta tend to my business. This is how we rolling. Cause y'all don't understand. I know where I was at. You give some syrup. They gonna need some ketchup and some eggs and some coffee. No. I know what I was dealing with. Right. Long story short. I got this kid that's a follower. She didn't get in any trouble, y'all. And you know why? Because I knew I had to watch her. I had to be there. And it sucked, y'all, because I had to cut my hours short on my job. I had to. And I'm still fighting with this person, you know, for the support for the child. And I'm just sitting there saying, I'm just going to have to take a L. And I gotta figure this thing out because my kid ain't for the streets. I gotta figure this out. She's so gullible. Somebody tell her two things, she gonna believe everything they say. No. Mother has to be home. So I went to my boss. Yo, I had the coolest bosses in the world. It's a husband and wife team. They moved to Georgia. They was like, what's going on? So I'm like, listen, I have a child, my second daughter. She's a follower. And I'm scared she gonna follow some kids and get into something that's gonna change her life, man. And they was like, well, what happened? I would say, nothing happened yet. And I'm not saying anything is gonna happen, but I know I need to be in that house. I need to be home when she's home. And they said, okay, say less. Basically, they was like, when you need this to happen? I was like, as soon as possible. They was like, I got you today. I'll stay in the classroom. Don't worry, we're going to get somebody else to cover the afternoon part because I would teach the kids in the morning and, you know, prepare the lesson for the next day. And then I'll be out because I got to be home. I need to be home when that bus goes at the corner. You know, the sound of the bus makes. I'm my head out the door, you know, waving. She coming up the street. You know, nothing happened, but I knew, now I gotta follow up. I know what I'm dealing with here. I have to be on point for this kid. Yeah, well, I can't say nothing happened. It was one time I had told her to come home and she didn't come home because she said her friend told her she didn't have to come home. And I'm like, yo, what is wrong with you? So the truth is, you just ain't want to come home. You want to listen to her and not your mother. And this kid, I ain't going to talk about this kid, mother, you know, but yo, we don't roll like that. So long story short, ladies, I made sure I was home when she got home. That meant auntie ain't had no money. It meant I ain't have no money. And then if the baby got sick or something like that, that meant I couldn't go to work and he had no money too. You know, see, people don't get it. They don't understand that unless you're working at, I don't know what kind of job, but a lot of jobs, especially like where I was, If you didn't work, you didn't get paid. That was just the bottom line. And you had to figure it out. I had to figure it out. And it was only through the grace of God that it worked. But I had to cut every corner that I could cut, because I'm making this little bit of money. It's going to rent. I got a light bill. I'm trying to do the little light payment plan. Y'all know how the light company got the payment plan. Yeah, I'm on the payment plan. I got my cable down to $60 a month just for internet. And they had to be introduced to the streaming, just streaming. This was back in the days. I was like, look, we got to use what we have. I never said, because I have to watch her. You know, I didn't say that. I just said, no, mommy's working less hours now, so this is why we got to do this. And boy, they was not happy. Them boxes went back. I wrapped them boxes up, took them back to the cable company, honey. And that was it, you know, because we had no choice. We had no choice, but I had to figure out how to bring more money or more things into the home without putting out so much money. So I was talking with one of the ladies at work, and she was like, well, I coupon. Would you like to sit sometimes? And, you know, we go through the books and we see what's going on. So I was like, yeah. So one day we sat and we met for lunch, and she opened me up to a whole world of couponing. She had portfolios, but it was like photo albums, and she had like the baseball card pages, and she would have different coupons in different days, and she had a whole system mapped out, and she used a website called Hip to Save. And ladies, I'm gonna say it right now, it's Hip, H-I-P, number 2, S-A-V-E, Save, right? It changed my world. It changed my world. Extreme couponing changed my world. I never saw things the same after that. And I would invest $30 and get like a cart of food or a cart of things. It was just amazing. Now, granted, I didn't do the stuff where like I'm gonna go get a whole cart of mustard for free. Like it just didn't make any sense. Like it really didn't. But when it came to like paper towels, dish detergent, dishwashing liquid, just anything for the clothes, I definitely couponed everything. Everything that I could, I couponed at the children's place many, many, many times, and did very, very well. I used to get like a stack of clothes from the children's place for $76. But it was through strategic planning and couponing. I'm going to say it again. I had no issue with buying things out of season and holding it to the next season. I think that's why I'm like sort of a, I call myself a rat. But I was born the year of the rat, and I'll hold things for the next season so I don't have to worry. I had learned that if I get it when I need it, I'm gonna overspend, and that would be the issue, right? Because every dollar was accounted for, ladies. Every dollar had a name on it, and I needed to take the little that I had to spend and flip it to get what we need. It turned out to be just a really fun process. You know, I learned so much about money and how to manage money and how to look at money. That's why I would say money is an amazing thing, but you ignore her. She is a fickle chick. She will get up and walk away. You'll never see your dollars again. So I had to learn how to make a dollar out of 15 cents. And that's what I did. And I did it through couponing. So I'm saying this to say, like, don't shy away from these things. Try to make time. Like, you know, you'd be surprised how much time you have when you are purposely planning your time. That's another thing. I had to purposely plan my time, because I was up Saturday mornings early, 7 o'clock in the morning, trying to catch my sales. It was devotion. I was dedicated to it, and it worked. I had so much toothpaste and deodorant and shampoo and lotion. I never had to buy those things. I stopped couponing because when I started the the daycare, I was too busy to coupon, and I always said one day I would go back to it, but it certainly helped. So I'm probably going back to it because I don't want to spend full price on things. Auntie ain't in full price mode, okay? Auntie is in couponing mode. I guess the moral to the story would be is you shouldn't be paying full price. You should not. And you really don't have to if you put your mind to it. And even like, look, ladies, I know some of you are ballers and shot callers. I got you. Even still, you still have to watch your money. Why spend it there when that money could be going towards a vacation? It could be going towards other things. Once I started paying attention to where my money was going, I realized that I could do more than what I thought, if that makes any sense. And it gave me just, you know, a little cushion to do other things or to save for a rainy day. So it's just something, ladies, for you to think about. But I had to watch my daughter. I had to watch her. I had to make sure she would not be under the influence of the environment that we were in. And it worked. You see, she's finishing college next year with her bachelor's. And it works. You know, you judge the tree by the fruit it bears. And by me taking that L, I think that L changed the course of her life, because I took a L. Okay, let me tell you something. The only time I could get boots, we would all get boots from Kmart. Kmart had the suede boots at the time, so Kmart was in business, and I would coupon those too. I would coupon the boots. You know, my brother Yusuf brought me my first pair of Uggs. He was like, sis, I got you these boots, man. I was like, oh my God. I put on the Bailey Uggs and I was hooked, you know. And it was just so nice that he thought that much of me to get me something, you know, nice. I appreciated it, and he got me hooked to Uggs ever since. But before that, we was wearing the Kmart boots that I couponed, and they had to be on sale. So if they was like, oh, you could get 50% off or 20% off if it's on sale or whatever they did, I forgot. I did it. Whenever I would get those free coupons for JCPenney's, I use them. I love a free coupon. I love a free coupon like you could not imagine. These things work if you work it. You know, it's wherever your energy goes. I was looking at buy one, get one free for diapers today with coupons. Take your time and go through it. I know it's easy just to get up and go to Walmart and do your thing, and this puts a little more time and effort into it. But trust and believe, your stockpile in 3 months can be amazing if you just put your mind to it. Oh, and don't let people come and take your stuff. Because I found that because people knew I had like this stockade of deodorants and stuff, they would think it's okay when they came to my house and be, oh, can I get a deodorant? Oh, I know you always have deodorant, extra toothbrushes and toothpaste. Yeah, because I couponed them. I used to coupon makeup, nail polish, the good nail polish too. I would coupon anything to do with your nails. I would tear that cosmetic part up in CVS. I always got money back for getting makeup from them. And I always would take that money. Like, let's say if I did the makeup, right? And I get the makeup, buy one, get one free. You know I'm going to put two coupons on that. And the coupons could be really, really good coupons. So I might have spent $1 or $2 on the makeup. I would get paid back $7. So I would take that $7 and flip it again and get more stuff. It was beautiful. It would be beautiful. So the only things I had to buy was like food. You know, food. That was it. And I know I had food stamps at that time. So that was it. And it was a beautiful thing. So ladies, where there's a will, there's a way. Just telling you my story. You know, everybody has a story. And it's always good to let people know what you've been through and how you got through some things. And it was just an amazing time. You know, the skills that I learned at that time. Well, I hope this was some value to you. You know, I'm all in your business. I'm all in your pockets. Oh, the one thing I wanted to tell you before I go, because I was about to close. On that website, Hip2Save, they don't sponsor me. I'm just telling you them about them because I use them. They are showing the toy sales that are out now. They got major deals on Amazon right now. I saw the, you know, those, it used to be like the Barbie heads that she has the hair and you could do the style of hair and it got the makeup and all that stuff. You know, the doll heads. We're going to doll heads. It's not Barbie. It's Disney doll heads. They have them for $10 right now. they have all sorts of toys for just $10. They have clothing that's on sale. They got all sorts of things that are on sale. I ordered some Under Armour sweats for me and the youngest one for just $13. I think it came out to $13 or $17. I'm not sure. But nevertheless, there's always a way. There's always a way, and we have to reserve our money. If we don't do anything but coupon and make sure we are stretching our dollars so that we can save money and create cushions for ourselves, you know, we got to do that. I mean, at least, man, we got to take this thing seriously because cash rules everything around me. Cream get the money. Dollar bill, y'all. All right, Auntie's being silly. I'm going to get on up out of here. Thank you so much for being here. You could be any place else in the world, but you're here with Auntie. And if no one has told you today that they love you, I want you to know that Auntie loves you. And I will talk to you soon. Peace. Look up at the stars as I burn slow. Head to the veil over by Shrouds. We in the house with the herbal. As I throw on my starter, once my ignition start up, it's go time. And we ain't even hit our prime in no time. In the city living, spending past our limits. Put my all up in it, only play to win it. What's the status quo? What's the scenario? Kicking mad flavor as we don't save a dough. Put them to the side like a page of dough. Cut them off clean like a tape of dough. Really think you dream until you wake up though. Everything is custom. If they don't want it, then fuck them. If they ain't part of the process, can't trust them. Double cup and sipping, bought a new roll, Ian True Rose. Shorty fat like a sumo, and I'm high off the you know. Chilling with the crew, playing Uno. Drawing a front, but it's cool though. We on our way up, so it's kudos. Trying to get the moolah, cop a tuto. I need a big crib with a blue nose. Step into my dreams like it's Euro. Playing pool with the cool vibes by the poolside. Shorty asked me what's my shoe size. She think I'm too fly, but I'm really too high. And I ain't with the rah-rah. Hit her and tell her bye-bye. Already got my Nala. Young Simba in the flesh on the high rise. It's all about the commas and the dollar. Devils wear Prada. It's just another saga. It's just another saga. Mental health check. Wallet on me check. Another day check. We put them in check. Spliffs on me check. Got it on deck. Checks on check. On to the next. Mental health check. Wallet on me check. Another day check. We put them in check. Spliffs on me check. Got it on deck. Checks on check. On to the next. 84, pull up out the lot slow. Knots grow, but the knowledge we got lots for. Kim tripping, I could too do the impossible. My legacy forever, but this body better ride slow. I do this for my kids, then my kids' kids. My kids' kids and they kids' kids. One to one is who I'm is. Plus I'm so upstate, you see it's tatted on my ribs. Okay, 1 + 1 = 2, you knew that. Got that check and your dumb blew that. You don't have a savings cause you don't trust banks. But you can't talk money cause your shoebox blank. Empty, been on the edge, don't tempt me. I'd rather own less than be renting. Don't tempt me, buy the whole block, don't tempt me. Don't tempt me. Mental health check, wallet on me check, another day check, we put them in check, spliffs on me check, got it on deck, checks on check, on to the next. Mental health check, wallet on me check, another day check, we put them in check, spliffs on me check, got it on deck, checks on check, on to the next.